Alleluia. 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 Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator and our Companion, who calls us in the power of the Holy Spirit and makes us the body of Christ. On this holy night, when we witness the birth of Christ among us, not long ago and far away, but in our hearts, in our love for one another, in the mystery of God's love for us that pours out into us and through us into the world. For that mystery, we have come to witness and to give thanks. Will you pray with me? God, open our hearts this holy night, that Christ might be born in us, that your word made flesh might find new life in each of us, in our love for one another and for the world. May your word be the light in our darkness. God, we give you thanks, and we ask your blessing. Amen. The ancient chant that we know as O Come, O Come, Emmanuel is actually a sung response to seven ancient prayers, a beckoning, each one inviting Christ with a different metaphor that the church through the ages have used for Christ. So tonight we're going to read the O antiphons that you'll find in the blue hymnal on page 211, number 211. They're on the right side. And then after each one, we'll sing a verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God. O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile until the Son of God appear. Who came forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly. Come and teach us the way of prudence.
O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel,
who appeared to Moses in the flames of the bush and gave him the law on Sinai. Jesse, who stands for an ensign of the people, before whom kings shall keep silence, and to whom the Gentiles shall make their supplication. Come and deliver us, and tarry not. David and scepter of the house of Israel, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens. Come and bring forth from the prison the captive who sits in darkness and in the shadow of death. Spring, brightness of the light eternal, and sun of justice. Come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Oh, come thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thy charm. First,
Israel. King of the Gentiles and their desired one, cornerstone that makes both one. Come and deliver us, whom you formed out of the dust of the earth.
Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, O God, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. From ages past, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who work for those who wait for you. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But we feared your anger, and we sinned. Because we could not see you, we transgressed. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. You have hidden your face from us, and had delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet Yahweh, you are our protector and provider. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O God, and do not remember iniquity forever. For consider, we are all your people.
Thank you.
Now you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. God's chosen one shall stand and feed God's flock in the strength of God, in the majesty of the name Yahweh, our God. And the people shall live secure, for their ruler shall be great to the ends of the earth, the one of peace.
A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. From Jesse's roots a branch will blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and reverence for God. He will delight in obeying the Holy One. He will not judge by appearances or make decisions according to hearsay, but he will act with respect toward the poor and choose for the well-being of the powerless. With a word, he will disarm tyrants, and he will do away with all oppression. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion together, and a little child shall lead them. The nursing child shall play safely over the whole of the poisonous snake. No one will harm or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Beloved, as the waters cover the sea.
pray together. Blessed God, we praise you on this holy night for the mystery of your incarnation. We bless you for the birth of Jesus and for the gift of your salvation. We thank you that you dwell with us in love. In the name of the infant Jesus, we pray for all children and their families. We pray for peace. We pray for those for whom Christ came, those who suffer, those who are lost or lonely, the sick, the powerless, and the rejected, those who struggle in life, and those who do not know you. We pray for all victims of violence, injustice, and oppression. Blessed are the poor, those who mourn. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed is the end. Holy Spirit, make of our hearts an open nature, that Christ may be born in us anew and live in us always. By your grace, help us to receive the gifts of this holy season, to share them with all the world, and to live always in the light of Jesus' presence. Amen.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a young woman engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The young woman's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am but a young girl?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
Thank you. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have increased the people's joy, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the bloody armor shall be burned as the fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Christmas story is a story of wonder, a story of prophets speaking of the promises of God yet to unfold, still unseen, a story of Joseph reckoning with the mystery of what's going on with Mary, something that will never be proven, that he can never understand, only accept. And Mary herself wondering about this role that she's been given. Shepherds caught up in the wonder of this glorious event. Angels and stars raining down light on us. On this night, we marvel at the wonder of this little stable where it seems like light is shining out of it into the dark night. And we long for that wonder and that peace, that stillness. We long for that peace partly because we get so little of it. Because we're so hungry for it. So hungry to hear something other than what we usually hear. Coming even probably tonight from lives of a little bit of hurry and scramble. Few last minute presents maybe, that baking, some of which isn't going to get done after all. All those tasks and chores and all those things that are unraveled in our lives, we want to hear a story of peace and wonder. And so it makes it easy for us to miss that actually this is a story about difficulty and struggle and even conflict and danger. Chaos. Palestine is under Roman occupation. It's brutal. It's harsh. People are being crucified every day. Mary and Joseph are far from home. She's pregnant. She's probably tired and weary, and walking for days isn't exactly what she needs. And there, far from home, she goes into labor. If you've ever given birth, you can only begin to imagine doing that in a barn, in a stable, in a strange place, surrounded by dirty animals, attended by dirty strangers from the wrong side of the tracks. There's a lot of chaos going on in this story, a lot of need and struggle and difficulty. This young homeless couple where there's no room in the inn. And it's only going to get worse. We know that that star raining down its glorious light is going to bring some magi from the east seeking this newborn king. Well, Herod's going to get word of that. And he's not too friendly with the idea of new kings. He's perfectly happy being the king. Soon enough, soldiers will be strapping on their boots, looking to kill that child. And Joseph and Mary and their newborn will become refugees, fleeing violent persecution. They'll travel to the border where maybe there will be a wall and maybe not, but they'll get through and they'll be undocumented immigrants in a foreign land for a long time. This is not an easy story. It's a story about things that are pretty messed up. That is Christmas. Christmas is the good news that into what is the most messed up, God comes. Jesus did not come to a palace with fine decorations and comfortable provisions. Jesus didn't come to a fortress with good defenses, lots of security. Jesus came to a leftover, unattended, totally wrong place, completely unprepared. That's where Jesus came. A manger. It's not even a bed. Because that is the good news of our gospel. That into our lives, when they're messed up and unprepared and total chaos, that's when God comes. In our grief, in our loneliness, in our guilt and despair, that's where Jesus shows up. Those places in our lives that are not the way we want them. Those are the mangers where Mary lays the little infant child, where the divine child rests amidst the chaos of our life. There is this peace. It's not all out there, but it is in that divine presence that will always be with you. No matter the mess, no matter the conflict, no matter what people may think of your worthiness, God will come. God is made present, the Word made flesh in this very world, especially where it's messed up. That is the good news that saves us from all of our earnest efforts to make our lives right, to be good enough, to finally get it right, that we never seem to manage. From that endless struggle, God saves us by coming in love to the messed up places and saying with true delight, I'm glad to be here, and I will be here forever. Let's do this. That is the real wonder and the real peace. Will you pray with me? God, we open the humble, ratty, messed up manger of our hearts to you, where you find beauty. We open up our lives to you, where you might come and find loveliness. And by your Spirit in us, by your birth in our hearts, you make us the bearers of your flesh, the bearers of your light into this world. God, open our hearts so that now and always Christ may be born in us. For your presence, we give you thanks. And we pray for the grace to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
imagine how the story would have been different if Joseph would have said, "No, I don't believe it." What if Mary would have said, "Nope, I'm not going there." What if the shepherds had said, "Ah, we got to stop drinking." What if the angels had said, "Oh, boss, you know we hate singing in nightclubs." Everybody has a gift. Everybody. As these plates come around, be mindful not just of money that you put in that little plate, but the gifts God has given you by which to make the word flesh in your life. In the name of the Spirit of the one who is born in us with every breath.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among all people whom God loves." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Oh, may the
God of glory, God of mystery, awakened by the voices of angels. We open our hearts in the silence of this night to the mystery of your presence with us now. God, may your grace guide us always. Amen.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was present to God from the very beginning. Through the Word, all things came into being, and nothing that has come into being came into being apart from the Word. And the Word was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world and was in the world, and yet though the world came into being through the Word did not know it. The Word came as one comes to one's own people, but they were not accepting. But all who do receive, who trust in that presence, are given power to become children of God, born not of natural descent or desires, not born of human will at all, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have all seen the glory of the Word with the delight and attention given an only child, full of grace, full of truth. From this one's fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God, but it is the only begotten who is close to God, who has made God known. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
Thank you.
Look around. See how beautiful you look. How lovely we are, with light shining out of each of us. This is how God sees you all the time. Shining with the loveliness of the light of love. Dearly beloved, siblings in Christ, by the mercy of our God, the dawn from on high breaks upon us to give light to those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Let the light shine in you always. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen.